Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 18 of the letters of John. Today's title is Not of Us. Not everyone who is with us is of us. Our text today is 1 John 2:19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. Remember that John had previously warned his fellow believers that they were living in the last hour among the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, John tells them that these false teachers had come from their own group. Imagine how surprised these believers were to hear that these people went out from us, but they were not of us. So, just in 1 John 2:18 through 19, we have read about the following: last hour, Antichrist, and they went out from us. These words from John have been difficult for many interpreters down through the ages. Let's get Charles Swindoll's insights to guide us through today's scripture. False teachers usually come from within the church. John says these antichrists went out from us, indicating a departure from the true apostolic churches. Throughout history, and even today, many cult founders formerly belonged to strong Bible-believing churches, but they rebelled against their orthodox upbringing, failing to be either discipled or disciplined. They broke away to teach different doctrines and embrace contrary lifestyles. In addition, false teachers never truly experienced the saving grace of Jesus Christ. The fact that these false teachers so drastically departed from the core teachings of the true faith demonstrates that they were not really of us. Had those antichrists been true fellow members of the body of Christ, not just physically but also spiritually, and had they been truly united to Him by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, they would have remained with the true church. Their departure makes it clear that they all are not of us. May author David Jackman's words give us the proper biblical application of today's scripture. We need to make sure that we continue in the fellowship of like-minded Christians. We need one another, not to boost our flagging morale, but to encourage one another in the things that matter most. If we belong to Christ, then we belong to His people, and the mark of belonging is remaining. When the going gets tough, when the grass looks greener on the other side, when our fellow Christians seem not to understand us, when the latest novelty in teaching or experience looks exciting and liberating, then we need God's people. With all our imperfections and idiosyncrasies, we belong to one another because we belong to Him. And ultimately, we provide the reality of our love by our loyalty. It is a dangerous hour. There are plenty of hostile forces at work. What we believe does matter, as does our fellowship with other Christians. We need to be realistic about our enemy, but confident in our Savior. Let the Apostle Peter have the last word on the same theme. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Here are some questions. In light of today's devotion, why is it essential that you know the truth of God's Word? Why is it critical that you continue to grow closer to Christ? How can you live sold out for Jesus in the fellowship of his people, while at the same time guarding your heart against deception? How are Paul's words to Timothy a wise warning for all believers as we live in the last hour? 2 Timothy 4:3-4 reads, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.